America's sports leader. Online at ESPNAU.com or on the ESPN 106.7 app. To be on the line, call in at 334-321-1390 or toll free at 888-382-7502. You are on the line with Jacob Goetz.
You're on the line here on ESPN 106.7 Auburn Opelika Sports Leader. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Couple of minutes behind, but that's okay. We got a lot to get to on this free-for-all Friday edition of On the Line. Hope you're doing well. I'm your man, Jacob Goetz, and you got me for the next 2 hours here on ESPN 106.7. Friday, April 11th, 2025, and what is a picture-perfect day in the Auburn-Opelika area. Sun is shining, little bit of a breeze. You got some clouds out there as well, and my goodness, do we have a lot of things to talk about here on the show this afternoon. The biggest names in the world are competing in the Masters and all over that leaderboard. They are littered all over the place on that thing. So we're going to talk about that today. How yesterday ended in round one of the Masters here in 2025, and day two has been awesome. So we'll talk a lot about that today. Kind of make some predictions for what's coming up in in the weekend rather for the Masters and who the eventual champion might just be. We'll also talk about a day for Auburn football. Right, that's coming up tomorrow as the Tigers and Hugh Freeze will be out there for a scrimmage practice run-through thing. I don't know what you want to call that. So that's going to be happening tomorrow. And so we'll kind of circle back to what you should expect, what you should look for, kind of some storylines for Auburn football this spring. Plus, there's a lot of great baseball going on around the SEC, too. Auburn hosting LSU in a top 10 matchup starting tonight at Plainsman Park. Also, some other top 25 matchups going on around the SEC. And so we're going to have all of that for you and more here on the Friday edition of On the Line. But joining me in the studio, as he does every single Friday, is my man, Christian Griffin. How are you? Happy Friday, sir.
Happy Friday. A picture-perfect Friday, as you mentioned. A picture-perfect weekend upcoming. So much going on the plains. You got Auburn softball taking on Georgia. You got Auburn baseball taking on LSU. You got a day, which is kind of just now a day. It's highlighted still for certain reasons, yes, but the A day surrounding what you've known to go as that scrimmage to get everybody for the spring game is a little bit changed, as you mentioned, kind of that run through, the walk through. But you're seeing those guys step on the field, whether it's for the first time this year, whether it's for the first time in their college career, or just for the first time in the orange and blue with some of the big time transfer names. Really excited to be able to go there and watch some of those guys get the feeling that football is back, right? I mean, basketball took such precedent, and deservingly so, but you feel like you almost kind of forgot about football a little bit in general, as a whole, because Auburn basketball just really took precedent, but really excited and just everything with that's upcoming with Auburn football, everything that should come with this season, you get to kind of be able to kick that off here this upcoming weekend. So really, really excited to be able to talk about all that this afternoon.
Yep, and it is Free for All Friday, which means you can be a part of the show all day long. There's several ways to get involved. You can give us a call on the phone lines, 334-321-1390. That number again, 334-321-1390. Have you been watching the Masters? Tell us what your takeaway is, your thoughts so far on the golf happening in Augusta. You can also call in and talk to us about A-Day. Are you going tomorrow? Are you going to be in Jordan-Hare? Are you looking for a specific player or a specific position, or are you just kind of, whatever, it's spring? Let us know on the phone lines, 334-321-1390. You can also shoot us a text in the on-the-line text box. That is 334-784-1067. And you look at the leaderboard at the Masters in 2025. Justin Rose, Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Corey Conner, Shane Lowry. It doesn't get bigger than those names, Christian. I mean, those are the best guys in the world, previous, current, future. I mean, you're talking the biggest names in golf, and that's just the first five or six. You start looking at top 20, top 25, start looking at guys who are flirting with the cut line at Augusta, and my goodness, it's everything we could have hoped for.
It is exactly. I mean, all you hope for is that Saturday and Sunday afternoon, you can sit in that recliner, a cold snack in the left and the right hand maybe, and just be able to watch some of the best names that play this sport go at it, whether it's the final group, whether it's the last three groups, right? All you can ask for is that the guy that finishes up has to sit there and watch the guys finish on 16, 17, and 18 and watch those guys possibly make a run. You mentioned it, Justin Rose, Bryson DeChambeau goes bogey birdie. He's now 4-under through 17. 4-under is a very popular number here in round two. We were talking about it earlier this afternoon or earlier this morning saying, if you could even get to the red numbers, you felt like you had a pretty solid round on your hands. Now as the afternoon begins to creep its way, obviously becoming a little bit more scoreable. Rory McIlroy, 6-under through 17. And then again, Scottie Scheffler, 2-under through 6. You expect him. He could very easily be the leader at the end of day two, making it to the weekend. Victor Hovland in there as well. Oberg even through 17, but again, still T8. So many of these big names, Sam Burns making a big jump, Tommy Fleetwood making a big jump. How nice is it? I mean, what feels like Saturday and Sunday afternoon from noon on are these big-time names that you feel like you don't want to miss a single shot.
And that's how you want it to be, right? In the first major of the year, in one of the most decorated golf tournaments that exist, you want the biggest names in contention. Not that you don't want up-and-comers and Cinderellas, right? Things like that. I mean, you want to see some of those names, but you want the best names in the world to be on the leaderboard come Saturday and Sunday. As of right now, it just adjusted again as I was about to say this. The projected cut line is 1 over par, which is pretty incredible given how difficult Augusta is, right? And how difficult the Masters is. I mean, here are some of the names that if it were to be cut off right now, everybody's done, cut lines at 1 over. These are some of the names that would miss the cut at Augusta National. Patrick Cantlay, John Rahm, former Masters champion. Zach Johnson, Phil Mickelson, former Masters champion. Keegan Bradley, Dustin Johnson, former Masters champion. Danny Willett, Zalatoris, Tony Finau, Sergio Garcia, former Masters winner. Brooks Koepka is going to miss the cut. He's 5 over, played 3 over on the day. He's done. He will not be making the cut there at Augusta. And so you think about some of those names, and those are big guys that are going home this weekend, going home this week and not playing the weekend. And seems to be some familiar names on there that happen to play on a different golf circuit, it seems like. I think, right? I mean,
I haven't heard anything about that, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
TGO?
Yeah, that's what we're referring to. No, looking at guys like Sergio and DJ and Phil and Brooksy. I mean, those guys play on LIV now. And not saying that has anything to do positively or negatively with how they're performing at the Masters. It just, we know in the golf world, the storylines sometimes just write themselves, and the PGA fans are going to have a field day.
Right. You feel like Bryson DeChambeau, over the past year or so, has been the one name that people haven't complained about seeing a whole lot of, because he's played such good golf, even when he is able to play in these majors, because of all of the content creation. He's quickly become a fan favorite, but you feel like that's very few and far between on that other side of the tournament.
And look, I will be completely honest. I used to not be a Bryson fan.
I wasn't either.
I wasn't a fan of the stiff arm putting. I wasn't a fan of whatever hat that he used to wear. I wasn't a fan of his attitude. I was not a Bryson DeChambeau fan. But in the last 18 months, I've quickly become one. And I think, and Full Swing did a really good job. And if you haven't seen Full Swing on Netflix yet, you really need to go watch it. No free pub, but it is what it is. It's a really, really good show. And it gives you a chance. If you're a really diehard golf fan, or you're an average golf fan, or you're a twice-a-year golf fan, it is a really good show that lets you remind yourself that these are humans, that they're just dudes, man. They're husbands, they're dads, they're just guys who want to play golf. And you see a personable side to them, and Bryson really leaned into that and has done so in so many other ways. You mentioned his content creation. He's on YouTube. He's with the biggest YouTubers now. He has his own YouTube channel. I mean, the guy is making millions of dollars on the internet on top of what he makes playing professional golf. And he's quickly become one of the fans. I've never seen, and this is a fun conversation we could have on a free-for-all Friday. Maybe I'll pose this and we'll take our first break. How many athletes have you seen in professional sports? Football, basketball, hockey, golf, tennis, doesn't matter. How many professional athletes have you seen go from one end of the pendulum to the other in the eyes of the fans? And what I mean by
not
that is
not talent, but just the way that they're respected.
Their perception in the fan base of a particular sport. Because Bryson DeChambeau was one of the most hated golfers on the tour. He was one of the most hated golfers. People cheered against him actively because they didn't like him. He has since become a fan favorite. I guarantee the crowds that follow him this weekend at Augusta will be some of the biggest ones. Him and Scotty will have the biggest crowds surrounding them this weekend. Think about some names that we've seen go from one way or the other, positive to negative or negative to positive, all sports.
You feel like golf is at least a little bit easier to mention because it's so individualized. Some of the other athletes that, you know, initially come to mind is when they go over to a rival team. But that's just by one fan base. So, yeah, trying to think of from one side of the spectrum to the other in regards to the sport as a whole rather than just that one fan base that chooses to dislike somebody because of the jump or the flip that they've made.
We'll talk about that and some names if we can come up with some. Shoot us a text if you have some in your mind. 334-784-1067. We'll talk more about that, plus dive deeper into this scorebook and the scorecard and the leaderboard at the Masters as you've got the biggest names in the world competing right now. More of that coming up here on the Friday edition of On the Line.
This is Ian Fitzsimmons from ESPN Radio, and you're listening to On the Line with Jacob Goins on Auburn Opelika Sports Leader, ESPN 106.7.
Do your kids order their own food at restaurants? Do they raise their hand high in the classroom? Kids Strong kids do. Kids Strong Auburn isn't just about building confidence through athletic play, but provides reps for life skills that kids need in the real world. From the ability to pay attention and stay focused, to problem solving and teamwork, kids can translate fun fitness games at Kids Strong into the classroom and at home. Being a kid is hard. Being a parent is hard. Kids Strong can be a tool to help make both a little bit easier. You can sign up for a free trial right now at auburn.kidstrong.com. And be sure to mention ESPN when you sign up.
Empower. Tim collects bobbleheads. A lot of bobbleheads. Baseball bobbleheads. Race car bobbleheads. Little Chihuahua bobbleheads. He's got an entire room strictly for bobbleheads. Does he need them? No. Is his wife mad about it? A little. But Tim works with Empower, and he got good at money. So he can be a little bad. Ooh, horse bobblehead. Classy, Tim. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Every great team has its core players, but when the season gets tough, adding the right free agent can make all the difference. The same goes for business. At Robert Half, we found that 67% of companies surveyed plan to increase their use of contract talent to handle workload peaks and backlogged projects. With Robert Half's specialized recruiters experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can quickly find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Jonathan here with University Ace Hardware. At University Ace, we make renting easy. Pick up a pressure washer, grab the right cleaner, and get expert advice all in one trip. Not sure what you need? Our team is here to help, guaranteeing that you leave with everything required to get the job done right. From chainsaws and dingoes to lifts, zero-turn mowers, and much more. Rent for 4 hours a day, a week, or even a month. Whatever fits your project. Skip the extra trips and rent local. Visit University Ace Hardware today, next to the movie theater in Auburn.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Dixie Electric Plumbing, Air, and Garage Doors is turning it up with some incredible giveaways. Two VIP tickets to the Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival and two weekend tickets to the Talladega Race. Don't wait. Enter now at calldixie.com. It's fast, easy, and free. Dixie Electric Plumbing, Air, and Garage Doors, bringing you comfort and unforgettable memories since 1908.
Zero three three. The Orthopedic Clinic asks you to vote for them for Best of Auburn Opelika. Voting is now open, and you can vote daily for the Orthopedic Clinic all the way through April 22nd at bestofauburnopelika.com.
You are on the line on ESPN 106.7. Online at ESPNAU.com or on the ESPN 106.7 app.
We continue on here on the Free For All Friday edition of On The Line. Appreciate you all being here, and man, I don't know about you guys. We've had an incredible Friday. We took advantage of the nice weather, and we channeled our inner Masters week. We'll say it that way.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know, the blister on my thumbs kind of bother me, but that's okay. You know, I don't know where it came from. But we were talking about Bryson DeChambeau in the Masters, as DeChambeau is one back. He's second right now. He's about to finish up on 18. If everything holds right now, it'll be Justin Rose at 8-under. I don't know where Bryson is on 18. He's a shot back. I don't know if he's...
He just drove into the fairway.
Oh, okay. So he's playing 18. Okay. All right, cool. So if everything holds, McIlroy just tapped in. He's going to be 6-under. Side note, how big is that for Rory McIlroy? Heading into the weekend, he just shot a 66. He was 2-under yesterday, shoots a 4. No, he was even.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
For him to shoot 66 after essentially playing 15 great holes yesterday and then 3 really bad holes.
For a guy that's looking for the career grand slam, trying to win all 4 majors in his career. So how cool is that? So again, as it stands right now, Justin Rose 8-under, Bryson DeChambeau 7-under, Rory McIlroy 6-under, Scottie Scheffler 5-under. Now, Scottie's got the whole second 9 to play. He's playing number 8 right now as we speak, as DeChambeau is about to hit his approach shot into 18. We'll tell you about it and where we're going with this conversation. Looks good depending on the pin placement. I haven't seen it today, and I think gave himself it's going away from him now, but gave himself 50, 60-foot birdie putt. But say that because some of the biggest names in the world are leading on the leaderboard heading into the weekend. And we were talking about Bryson DeChambeau, who went from one side of the fan perception pendulum to the other. He was one of the most hated golfers in the world, and now he's one of the most beloved golfers in the world. And I think with the younger crowd, because of the social media YouTube aspect of this. We asked you during the break, and we have some names that we came up with. You can continue to hit us up in the text box, 334-784-1067. What other athletes have we seen in sports history that have gone from loved to hated or hated to loved in the eyes of... It can be that particular team's fans or the league fans. I mean, there's no teams in PGA, right? So it was just the golf world hated Bryson, and now they love him. You came up with a really good example, one that took place longer than you would think ago, but one of the biggest in recent history.
Yeah, well, the first couple ones that we were talking about, we found a common ground of guys such as Michael Vick or Alex Rodriguez, guys like that. And then you realized it was because of something that they did, right? It wasn't necessarily just because of the way you played the sport. It was something that took place, whether off the field or on the field, that became connected with your name one way or another. Then tried to think of somebody that didn't necessarily do anything wrong, but just kind of got one of those, either became loved or became hated. And the biggest one that I was able to fall on was when LeBron James made the flip, made, quote, the decision, and went from Cleveland to Miami. I feel like that was the time when the world burned his jersey. If you weren't a Miami Heat fan, they called themselves, that was the quote-unquote starting the super team that gets blamed for everything that the world is now in the NBA. And so you feel like that is at least the best example that I could have or could come up with, along the sides of didn't necessarily do anything wrong, but because of a decision made that was in his sport, turned him from the world beloved face of the NBA, not that he's not, but to all of a sudden almost that villain type player because of a decision that he made on the field court.
Kevin Durant got that too when he went from OKC to Golden State, when he joined them and created another super team in the NBA. And yeah, those were at least
in-sport decisions, right? You mentioned guys like Vic or, Ray Rice, where they get in trouble for things off the field, off the floor, you know what I'm saying? Like, personal things you do, that's whatever. But making a decision in your sport, I think, is a whole different conversation. But that's what makes the Bryson DeChambeau thing so intriguing, because he didn't do anything different. He didn't make a decision other than playing live golf, but he didn't do anything. He didn't really change himself. You just had a chance to kind of get to know him and realize, hey, this guy's actually kind of cool. He's a laid back guy that hits the golf ball really far, and he just wants to win like everybody else.
Yeah, and you feel like he was one of those people that really was able to use the COVID craziness and the chaos to his advantage, because that was when golf really became such a popular thing. And at that point, he was one of those guys of, I hate this guy that putts with his arms straight out and wants to drive the ball 400 yards and talk about it and let everybody know, and then uses dramatics when he's walking, things like that. Then he was able, again, to take to that creative content space and really connect with the golf world. And he now is able to film just about everything with some of the biggest names, both on and off, or both on sports and just in real life. I mean, he does his Break 50 Challenge, which is one of the coolest trends that he does on YouTube with so many different guys. Just did one with Matthew Stafford, has done ones with plenty of quarterbacks, some pitchers, some other content creators. But just getting into the mindset of his pre-shot routine, what he does, and how he is a little quirky, but because now you understand him as so much more than somebody that just, I hit ball far. You've learned to love him.
And I think, too, and this is such a golf-heavy conversation, and we understand that, but I think he also learned and grew up a little bit and respected the game of golf a little bit more, too. He wasn't just stepping in and saying, I can hit it further than you, and I'm going to beat you because of it. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to wear the funny hat. I'm going to carry myself in a certain way, and I don't care what the old heads say. I don't care what the purists say, which we are not in total disagreement with, but I think he at least respects the game now a lot more.
You used the word respect the game, and that immediately made me think of one of my favorite players in Major League Baseball, and his name is Bryce Harper.
Yes.
A kid that was young, yes, cocky, an 18-year-old that was the number one pick, that was supposed to be the number one pick since he was 13 years old, and set every single record, went to go play summer ball in Nevada, and just had all of these crazy tags with his name. Made the league when he was 19 years old with the Nationals. Didn't play great, got sent down, and then came back up and was kind of that villain on the Nationals, kind of just the young, cocky, arrogant kid that you felt like still played the game hard, and that was why people kind of loved him. Grayson Allen, I guess, is another example of somebody that plays the game hard but still gets hated for it.
Sure.
And coming up with live examples on the fly.
Yeah.
But two of those guys that fit the example of playing the game non-stereotypically, kind of making their own way, but as they've grown up, realize now they're on the veteran side of things and kind of had that maturity and that different mindset to carry them through the back half of their career.
And I think all sports have a certain way to do certain things, but you're allowed to be who you want to be. There's a fine line. And those guys, all these ones that we've named, sometimes they've towed on the wrong side of it, either way, left or right. But at the end of the day, when you get beloved, it's because you do it the right way. And Bryson DeChambeau has done just that. He left a birdie putt short on 18. He's got some work to do to save par. And speaking of golf, Auburn Women's Golf is going to be active in SECs next week. We'll have a conversation with the head coach of Auburn Women's Golf coming up next.
This is The Edge Daily with Kevin Flanagan, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To
Auburn baseball, Auburn A-Day, kind of taking precedent, but no better time than to get her on. So, yeah, appreciate Ben and appreciate Miss Llewellyn as well.
Well, if you have watched college basketball or college football in the last, I don't know, decade, this is going to sit right at home with you, where they take a commercial break, they come back to reset the scene for about, I don't know, 20, 25 seconds, and then throw it to commercial break with tip-off.
We had more time than we thought we did. It was going to sound better, but...
Yeah, it did. Well, here we are, coming back from break. Hour number two is going to be awesome. I know you've been waiting on it. It's going to be fantastic. It's me and Christian, you and us, for the next hour. The next 60 minutes on your radio dial is going to be right here. So we'll throw it to another commercial break, and we'll have it for you when we come back. Hour number one's in the books.
Starting lineups are next.
Hour number two coming up. And, hey, don't you dare turn that radio dial.
Pythodge Custom Homes and Renovation, East Alabama's classic home builder. A woman-owned business founded in 2014, Mary and Ken Pilant founded Pythodge to maintain community charm while restoring classic homes in Auburn, Opelika. Whether it is a bathroom kitchen retrofit or that start-from-scratch custom build, no job or dream is too big or small for Pythodge. Now offering land management services through its sister company, Dirtworks LLC. Give them a call at 334-748-9699. Pythodge, East Alabama's classic home builder.
Dixie Electric Plumbing, Air, and Garage Doors is turning it up with some incredible giveaways. Two VIP tickets to the Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival and two weekend tickets to the Talladega Race. Don't wait. Enter now at calldixie.com. It's fast, easy, and free. Dixie Electric Air Garage Doors, bringing you comfort and unforgettable memories since 1908.
Auburn family, join us in welcoming head coach Larry Vickers to the Plains as he leads your Tigers into a new era of Auburn women's basketball. This past season alone, Vickers led his team to a perfect conference record and a program record of 30 wins en route to their third straight conference title. As head coach, Larry Vickers brings championship pedigree to the Plains. You'll want to lock in your season tickets early for this new era of Auburn women's basketball. Head to aubtix.com. We'll see you in Neville Arena and War Eagle.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
It's amazing how many situations arise in life when you just need some help. Issues with aging, transportation, business. That's when you call on the Lee Russell Council of Governments. We solve problems. With some 72 programs, it's likely we can improve the quality of your life. The Area Agency on Aging can offer some home-delivered meals, medication assistance, dementia respite, even 9 senior centers for fun, education, and a good hot meal. Or need a ride? LRPT and PECS public transit systems provide demand response, fixed route, and ADA paratransit service. And now with the LR Rides app, there's no on-hold call waiting. We work toward the future, too, with planning and development, securing state and federal grants for projects that affect you. Call 334-749-5264 or visit lrcog.com. Let the Lee Russell Council of Governments help solve the problems life's brought your way.
ESPN 106.7, WGZZ HD3 Waverly, and W294AR Auburn Opelika.
The following is an Auburn Network production.
You are on the line. Live on ESPN 106.7, Auburn Opelika's sports leader. Online at ESPNAU.com or on the ESPN 106.7 app. To be on the line, call in at 334-321-1390 or toll free at 888-382-7502. You are on the line with Jacob Goins.
You're on the line here on ESPN 106.7, Auburn Opelika Sports Leader. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're doing well as we get underway here in hour number two during On the Line on ESPN 106.7. I'm your man, Jacob Goins. If you missed any of hour number one, you missed a good one. We talked a lot of golf in hour one with the Masters going on. We also had an interview with Auburn women's golf coach Melissa Llewellyn as they are preparing for the SECs next week. And so a lot of that had some fun free-for-all Friday conversations in that first 60 minutes as well. And so if you missed any of that in the first hour, you can check that out with the podcast. We'll get those caught up here today, and be sure to check those out on our station website, which is also where you can listen to the show live each and every day if you'd like to. All of that at ESPNAU.com.
And here in hour number two, going to start off the second hour talking a little bit of Auburn baseball. Auburn taking on LSU, the third-ranked team in the country. The last time the LSU Tigers made their way to the Plains, they were the number one, the top-ranked team in the country, and Auburn took two of three, including a walk or a run rule, rather, on the Sunday afternoon game. And then going to talk a lot about the SEC baseball, the series as a whole, with all of the SEC games, so many top 25 games, a whole lot of top 10 matchups. Got to talk a little bit about them with Brad Law and Chris Gordy yesterday, but really going to dive into some of those here in hour number two. In the back half, going to spend a lot of time talking about A-Day, what we should expect, what we hope to expect, what we hope to see, possibly some of the storylines that will carry in and out of A-Day. Again, as talking season is among us, right? You feel like A-Day is what kicks off a bunch of the emotions, a bunch of the excitement. You now get to see guys like Jackson Arnold and Deuce Knight, where they have that battle that everybody gets to see. And although it looks a little bit different, those storylines still carry a little bit of weight, and you're really excited to see where that goes throughout the spring and into the summer. But before we get into content here in hour number two, I want to remind you that the second hour of our show here each and every day on ESPN 106.7 is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. So we appreciate them for sponsoring the second hour of On the Line here on ESPN 106.7. Auburn baseball, Jacob, taking on LSU. Games 1, 2, and 3. Game 1 tonight, game 2 tomorrow night, and then game 3 Sunday afternoon. A weekend unlike any other that Auburn has kind of taken off with that saying because of the Masters, but with so much going on. It starts inside Plainsman Park tonight, 6 p.m., against the Tigers. Tigers and the Tigers. You have the Tigers winning just by going off of a limb?
Yeah.
You had Scotty winning the Masters, a really bold prediction. I'll see it. Do you have the Tigers winning the series?
Hey, my Scotty Scheffler pick to win the Masters is still looking pretty good, and I'm sorry that I might just be right, okay? I hate that I'm right if it does come to fruition, but no, I'm really excited for this series between Auburn and between LSU and Auburn. I mean, top 10 matchup. It is Auburn for them. It will be six straight series against ranked opponents for Auburn to start SEC play. And then, which this is the fourth one in a row, and you have your fourth straight top 10 series. Your fourth straight series against a top 10 opponent. I say it's unheard of, but not in the SEC, unfortunately. That's the problem, is you play in a conference where that's just the expectation every single weekend.
Yeah, and then Brad Law was talking about it yesterday, saying that after this series, Auburn will have played their 19 of their last 19 games, 16 of them against ranked opponents, even going into the midweek. And that's just absolutely unheard of. You talk about the gauntlet of a schedule that Auburn basketball had in the non-conference, making sure that they got right, making sure that they were prepared. Butch Thompson, Auburn baseball, kind of having that same mentality. And you talk about some of those wins that carry a little bit more weight than some of the others do. You talk about the neutral site win against Oregon State in the Arlington Classic. And then you talk about the road win against Georgia Tech earlier this week. Those are two big-time ranked wins that go on your resume. And by no means does it discredit you for taking care of business at home, But being able to do that in the midweeks or in the non-conference just gives you that little bump to where if you're at 15-15 in SEC play, something like that can carry you over and all of a sudden you're hosting a regional or something like that. But again, it starts this week. Auburn 500, I believe, are the SEC play, or are they 6-5? I believe they're 6-6 if they're playing three-game series. Mm-hmm. But a chance to get right, you feel like you need to win the series. All of a sudden, things begin to turn in your favor because it continues to get a little bit more rough. But then the back half, you say, quotes, gets a little bit easier. Again, you're still playing top-notch baseball. You're playing in the best conference in college baseball. But again, a really, really exciting series. LSU coming in, man. One of the best pitching staffs in the country. It's something they've been known for over the past couple of years. Now the lineup has really stepped it up over the past couple of games. Brad was saying that, or it might have been Chris yesterday, saying that LSU didn't give up a run in the past series over their sweep. He predicted Auburn to score a run this weekend. So
wow.
We're giving off the really bold predictions. And I know. I told him to be comfortable being uncomfortable, and that was where he decided to go. And so,
I mean, you know, Chris, he's not going to give out compliments to Auburn very lightly. So you gotta get what you can take from Chris Cordy of Locked On SEC. And look, you start to compare a little bit for Auburn and LSU. Samuel Dutton's going to go tonight for Auburn. He is 4-2 with a 2.66 ERA, the senior righty for Auburn. LSU comes in. Listen to this and think about this for a moment. They step in on a Friday night in SEC play. Top 10 matchup on the road. And they're throwing a sophomore tonight. They're throwing Cade Anderson, who is 6-0 on the season with a 2.85 ERA. And we know, as baseball guys, how misleading that win-loss column can be for a pitcher, how odd it can be, and how it's not really the telltale sign of a full story at times.
Sure. I mean, look at what Cy Young winners have looked like in the MLB the past couple of years. Wins and losses, you don't want to say doesn't matter, but by no means tells any sort of the whole story.
But 6-0 don't lie.
No.
And neither does 2.85 as a sophomore in your ERA stepping in on a Friday night on the road in a top 10 matchup. That's trust by this LSU staff. They're throwing Cade Anderson tonight. It'll be Cade Fisher tomorrow for Auburn the junior on Saturday against another junior, Anthony Ianson, I think is how you pronounce that. And then Sunday, Auburn is still TBA, and an LSU nothing throwing another sophomore on Sunday in Chase Shores. He's 5-1 with a 4.66 ERA. And Anthony tonight, or tomorrow rather, for LSU, 5-0. So not to look too deep into that, but 6-0, 5-0, 5-1. That's pretty darn good for two sophomores starting this weekend for LSU on the mound.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid rotation. Hard to find a whole lot of complaints if you are an LSU Tiger. That being said, you feel like Auburn's SEC lineup is one of the most dominant in their strong suit, especially when they feel comfortable at home. One thing that LSU does that is a little bit more difficult, or not difficult to navigate, but it's also different than what a majority of people do, they throw their relievers in for 9-out saves or for 3-inning appearances. All last weekend, it was one guy went 6 innings, the next dude went 3. One dude went 6 innings, next dude went 3. So it's hard when you go through something like that, and it shows you why the Friday night game is so important, because if you're Auburn, you have to find a way to get into the bullpen early. You have to be able to knock off that rhythm of, hey, give me 5 or 6, and then we'll be able to go to the pen. If you can find a way to get 3, 4, 5 guys on the mound on Friday night, A, you're either going to see them again later in the series, or you're going to have that scouting report and feel more and more comfortable, or B, they're going to have to throw more guys than they necessarily feel comfortable doing, and some of those guys that haven't necessarily been in those limelights in such a series like this, getting to the bullpen in game one has always been so crucial in the game one of a college baseball series.
Yeah, I mean, a well-oiled machine is LSU. If you can keep that up through SEC play, which is tough, but if you're able to do that, like you said, starter goes 6, reliever goes 3, you win, and you move on to Saturday.
Or even just the 6-1-1-1 with your three guys.
That, yeah.
Because, I mean, the Braves were somebody that did that with the night shift, where it felt like if the starter could give you X amount of innings, you had one guy for every single inning. They knew their job. They knew their role. And you feel comfortable in that role. Pitchers work off of comfortability and rhythm. You throw the rhythm off on a pitcher, it sets up chaos for the entire weekend.
Yeah, you look into some more of the numbers for LSU. 31-3 on the year. That's tied with the most wins in the country with Arkansas and Clemson. And so LSU, they bring in a 9-game winning streak to the Plains. You mentioned it last time they were here as the number one team in the country. Auburn beat them in that series with a run rule on a Sunday afternoon. This is going to be a lot of fun, and I think there will be a lot of fans there. Tonight should be perfect weather, maybe even a little chilly tonight there, maybe a sweatshirt type of weather.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Middle of April, sweatshirts on a baseball Friday night. And then tomorrow's going to be really nice, too. Expect a ton of crowds with A-Day, of course, happening. Softball's in town. Baseball, obviously, in town. And so hoping to see a lot of people out there. We'll be there tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. And then Sunday afternoon, I don't know what that's going to look like, just to be honest with you, Butch. I mean, you're talking a lot of sports fans. There's a lot of sports things going on Sunday. There's something happening on TV. So, I don't know. Perfect opportunity for you to watch the Masters on TV and listen to the baseball game on the radio. Perfect opportunity to do that. The entire series of Auburn baseball on the radio this weekend over on our sister station, Wings 94.3. That is the home of Auburn University baseball throughout the course of the season, so you can catch that starting tonight, 5:45 start time, first pitch at 6, same thing for tomorrow, and then Sunday's a mid-afternoon game, all of those on Wings 94.3, and we're going to talk A-Day coming up in just a few minutes, and got a couple of people who have asked if that's going to be broadcasted. Yes, it will. It's going to be broadcasted via the Auburn Sports Network. They will be live for an hour, so they're going to be live from noon to 1. They're going to be in the stadium. Brad was telling us it's the whole crew, Jason and Andy, and everybody's going to be there. They will have a 1 hour kind of a roundtable interview type of discussion while the practice is going on. That's going to be right here on ESPN 106.7. We're going to have that for you for an hour tomorrow. ESPN 106.7, ESPNAU.com. You can check out the A-Day broadcast for tomorrow for Auburn football from the Auburn Sports Network here on ESPN, and then Auburn baseball will be over next door on Wings 94.3. Do you have a prediction for this weekend? Can Auburn get it done? Does Auburn beat LSU? How many games do they get the series? Do they sweep? Do they get swept? What do you think, Christian? What's your gut telling you for Auburn baseball this weekend against LSU?
Again, the mentality with a team like this is if you can steal one, whether it's the Friday or the Saturday game, play your way into Sunday where you have a chance of stealing that series, not just the game. I think that needs to be that core mentality. I think they do a good enough job, as I was talking about, to get into the bullpen. Not going to necessarily predict a Friday night win. That being said, it's ace on ace. It's anybody's game. And when you feel comfortable on your home mound, things tend to go in your favor. But I think the Auburn bats do enough on Friday night to where I think they get a big-time Saturday night win, and they can play for anybody's game and give me the home Tigers to win the series 2-1.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take LSU. I think they're really, really good. I think their bats are underrated. I think their pitching staff is as you've said, one of the best in the country. And look, you win 31 games at this point in the season because you know what you're doing and you're doing it right. And so I'm going to take LSU, but I'm going to take it in a weird way. I think Auburn wins tonight, and LSU then comes back and beats them Saturday and Sunday. Don't know why, but that's just my prediction. I think Auburn wins tonight. I think LSU will win a blowout game on Saturday, and then it will be a tight game. Pitcher's duel Sunday, and LSU will escape with a series win. But Auburn will be okay, but they'll walk out of the weekend thinking it was a missed opportunity for Auburn baseball.
So you're predicting just a backwards series, that Sunday is the pitcher's duel and a lot of runs scored on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Kind of unlike the Auburn High games that we made the joke about where the pitcher's duel
we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming. But Auburn High wins the series. And
yes.
How exactly, I know we're headed to break and talking high school, talking everything on this free-for-all Friday. How does the game three, that I know y'all were talking about it, the tiebreaker, where it goes for the overall record but doesn't count as an area game, only used as a tiebreaker, how does that all
right? So
formulate?
In 7A, right, for Auburn High in particular, who did beat Opelika game one on Wednesday and then got game two yesterday at home to take the series. And so Auburn High, for example, they play three area series. You play Central, you play Opelika, and you play Smith Station. You play those in three game sets. You're obviously trying to win the series by taking two out of three. at that point, game three becomes a tiebreaker game if necessary based on the standings. But if you take the series and you win the games that you're supposed to, tiebreakers don't really happen. And so that third game, as it did last night, which went till 10:30 or so when the rain almost came in, that third game doesn't really matter. It goes to your overall record, but it does not count towards your area record. It is simply there for a tiebreaker if it's necessary. And it's kind of a, I'll say it, it's a stupid way to run it. It's a dumb way to operate, but
it's basically saying we're not going to give you, because you win the tiebreaker over Opelika or whoever in this example, it doesn't benefit you if you beat this other team in the area, but they lose 2 out of 3, to where it's not just an overall record. The head-to-head plays a much bigger factor.
Correct.
If that comes into play.
But it should not. As long as Auburn High, that is, takes care of business against Smith Station, if you win the first two games, you're good. Now, if you split, then you go to that third game set. You got to win the series and things move on. But if you win the first two games, the third game then becomes basically irrelevant. And so, thankfully, that's what happened last night, as Auburn beat Opelika again on Wednesday, then took them down last night 9-4. Did fall in that third game, but that's okay because Auburn's done what they needed to do so far. They've got Smith Station coming up at Smith Station Wednesday, and then home for the doubleheader on Thursday. So we're looking forward to that. And then for Lee Scott, you guys have what? One more game. Area play, you guys are done, but you've got one more just regular season tune-up before postseason starts?
Yeah. Yes, we play a game on Monday, and that's kind of that final series game, or the final regular season game again against the tune-up, most likely looking like the 2 seed, because 3A doesn't quite work that way unless Glenwood finds a way to fall, I believe, to Beulah in 2 of the 3 games. Then at least Scott would be the 2 seed, but again, excited, guaranteed a spot in the playoffs, so really excited for that round one matchup coming up soon.
That is on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Of course, Auburn High is on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll have the final area series coming up next week, and then we're going to have postseason play for baseball and softball, so looking forward to that here in the next month or so. We'll take our first break here in hour number one, come back and begin talking a little A-Day. We'll give you an update from Augusta as well. Looks like Scotty just missed a putt. I didn't see if it was for par or for
putt.
That was a par putt? Yeah, it was. He just bogeyed number 10. Attaboy, Scotty. He'll eagle 13 somehow. That's pretty much what he does. We'll give you an update from that, plus talk A-Day. Phone lines are open. Come on in. Be a part of the show. 334-321-1390. We're back after this here on ESPN 106.7.
This is Amber from Amber and Ian. You're listening to On the Line with Jacob Goins on Auburn Opelika Sports Leader ESPN 106.7.
Does your kid love to move? Can't get them to stop jumping off the couch? Harness that superpower at Kid Strong of Auburn through science-based fitness games. At Kid Strong, kids work through fun and fast-paced challenges each week that push their physical capabilities, emotional regulation, critical thinking, and teamwork for kids who are just starting to walk all the way up to 11 years old. You can sign up for a free trial right now at auburn.kidstrong.com and be sure to mention ESPN when you sign up. I am strong. I am brave. I can do this. That is the Kid Strong way.
Hey, this is Ryan Wade, owner and stylist at 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. Baseball season is here, and it's time for Baseball Tiger Takes. Tune in to The Drive every Monday at 5:30 on ESPN 106.7 as Auburn baseball senior infielder Derek Fabian joins the show live. Every week, the guys hear the unique perspective from inside the clubhouse while learning the latest news about the team. Tiger Takes every Monday at 5:30 on The Drive on ESPN 106.7, brought to you by 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. War Eagle.
For air that is cool and clean, contact Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation. From March through April, dollar days are here at Sensegreen with Professor Greenbacks. Go to www.sensegreen.com or follow on Facebook to redeem Professor Greenbacks for up to $100 off HVAC repair, $500 off insulation, and the holy grail of discounts, Gold Infinity Carrier Systems, up to $2,000 off. Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Need to book a ride? Easy peasy. For LRPT and PEX, paratransit passengers, now there's the LR Rides app, the only way to go. Saves you time with no on-hold waiting. Using the app is efficient, too. You can book whenever you like, even in the middle of the night. And the LR Rides app is accurate. Enter your information, the rest is automatic. For recurring trips, book them all at once in the app. Then when you want to locate your bus, ta-da, there it is, right on the app. Cancellation? Yep, you can do that too. So, where to get the LR Rides app? From your app store. Or go online to Lee Russell Council of Government's webpage, lrcog.com. Departments, public transit. Follow the prompts to get the app or book your ride directly. It really is easy peasy with the LR Rides app, another service of the Lee Russell Council of Government's.
Spring is in the air, and it's the perfect time for a fresh new look. Head over to 12K Salon, downtown Auburn's go-to spot for hair and beauty this season. Whether you're ready for a bold new color, a quick trim, or just a seasonal refresh, our expert stylists are here to make you shine. Let the new season inspire your style at 12K Salon, where they get you looking right. Book your appointment today and spring into style. Visit 12ksalon.net for more info and to schedule your visit. 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. It's time to embrace your best self.
The Orthopedic Clinic asks you to vote for them for Best of Auburn Opelika. Voting is now open, and you can vote daily for the Orthopedic Clinic all the way through April 22nd at bestofauburnopelika.com.
You are on the line on ESPN 106.7. Call in at 334-321-1390 or toll free at 888-382-7502.
We continue on here on the Free For All Friday edition of On the Line. He is Christian Griffin. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us. And again, on Free For All Friday, be a part of the show. Give us your thoughts. Give us your Masters, maybe your updated Masters pick if you have one. Tell us if you're going to A-Day this weekend at Jordan-Hare
Stadium.
I'm
going Justin Rose.
I'll tell you who's not going to win it.
I said it from the beginning, man. Justin Rose was one of those guys high on the list.
If anybody wants to go back and try to find that clip, I dare you. You'll search forever. Would really like to see this guy get going. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, who have both just gone into the red, were at even par, now trying to get down and avoid on the cut line, which last time I looked was one over. But yeah, come in, give us your predictions, if you will, for the Masters. Tell us if you're going to A-Day or not, and tell us what you're looking for. Are you buying into it? Are you taking a whole lot of, I guess, are you taking a lot away from it, right? Whether it be the quarterbacks, I think everybody is very excited for that part of it, Christian. We're going to get to that ourselves here in just a little bit, but are you looking at the running backs? Got some new names in there. It's going to be maybe a committee this year. Are you looking at the linebackers? Are you looking at all those fancy names in the secondary? I mean, there's a lot to look at tomorrow. I just don't know how much you can truly take away from it, unfortunately.
Yeah, but again, if one of those questions is yes, the running back room, just seeing who gets the 1A and the 1B reps, you feel like that's something that you're able to at least look at and take a little bit from, maybe not completely everything, but you're taking at least enough. I'm excited with the idea of a running back by committee. It's something that hasn't happened, you feel like, at Auburn in a while. You've had that 1A and the 1B, but even going back to last year, you felt like Jarquez Hunter, in this specific example, needed to get X amount of carries for you to feel satisfied every single game.
They never got there.
He looked tired.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long season. It's October, coach.
Yeah. But, sorry. Again, you're right.
You pulled that. You tapped into some PTSD right there. My bad. Apologies.
He didn't even get that mad with the triple bogey earlier.
Only the one.
But having that running back by committee, it can just be the, can we get 20 carries a game? Not does 27 need 18 to 20 per game, and you feel like that could possibly take the stress off, because then it's just you're going to continue to feed the hot hand at that point. So that's a really exciting storyline to be able to follow, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And you're looking for you tap into that for a second, right? We've been saying for years before Jarquez Hunter, it was like, okay, Kerryon Johnson was the, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Kerryon Johnson was the last, what's the word I'm looking for here? He was the last dominant back that Auburn had as a one. Auburn's had some good dudes since Kerryon Johnson, but you were looking for that just true dominant workhorse at the running back spot.
I'd throw Tank in there.
Yeah, Tank is a good one. But Jarquez was better. And you had better. And you had the best running back since Kerryon Johnson on the Plains. And that was the conversation, was how are you not using him? How are you underusing him? It seemed physically impossible to underuse him and underutilize and diminish him, limit him.
Especially when every time he touched the football, it led to success.
I.e. the Kentucky game.
Yes.
And then the very next week,
okay, looks like things have changed. Looks like we might be able to have figured some things out. No.
No. You know what we should do? Throw the ball. Yeah. You know, let's throw screens. Let's throw out routes. Let's do stuff we haven't done all year.
That 40-yard bomb looks pretty satisfying right now.
You know what else looks satisfying? 8 yards a carry from Jarquez Hunter. But you didn't get that a year ago. And so maybe this is good. Right? Maybe it's good that there's not just one dominant back, because you're forced to rotate them. You're forced to keep them healthy, but you still can't go away from the idea of running the football, right? You still can't get away from, well, as a unit, we're averaging 6.5 per carry, but Jackson Arnold's cool. Let's throw the ball. Let's run the quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have that one guy yet. You very well could see one emerge. But you can't get away from the idea of running the football. How many times have we hopped on the microphone and said Auburn football was built on running the ball? You have guys to do that. And I think tomorrow will help us learn. And then once the season gets here, but you feel like your offensive line's going to be solid. You feel like it's going to be good. What's it going to look like in run blocking versus pass pro? I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. Depends on who gets the start, what that rotation looks like. But, man, all we're asking, just run the ball. Run the dang ball.
Run the dang ball, football, pal. That's all you need.
That's all you got
to
do.
We've talked about how nice it is to have a quarterback battle. Haven't really been able to talk or haven't necessarily highlighted that over the quarterback battle. But a running back room battle. It's one of those things that you kind of feel like you're having, yet you can run by the committee and you still have a lot of success.
We'll keep talking A-Day that comes up tomorrow with some of that quarterback controversy or quarterback conversation. And whether we should take good or bad away from A-Day, we'll have that for you with 30 more minutes here on the Friday edition of On the Line.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
River City Door Company understands your time is valuable. That's why they offer that two-hour service window. And when on their way, they're going to send you a picture of your technician along with a short bio so you know who shows up at your front door. Going on 27 years, the team has a combined 100 years experience amongst the technicians. River City Door Company offers preventative maintenance as well as easy financing. Get that free estimate today. Go to rivercitydoors.com. River City Door Company, your trusted partner in garage door care. Don't let a small issue turn into a big expense. Go to rivercitydoors.com.
Hey, this is Ryan Wade, owner and stylist at 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. Baseball season is here, and it's time for Baseball Tiger Takes. Tune in to The Drive every Monday at 5:30 on ESPN 106.7 as Auburn baseball senior infielder Derek Fabian joins the show live. Every week, the guys hear the unique perspective from inside the clubhouse while learning the latest news about the team. Tiger Takes, every Monday at 5:30 on The Drive on ESPN 106.7. Brought to you by 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. War Eagle.
For 60 years, Four Seasons Federal Credit Union has been your trusted partner in financial services. With our awesome products and services, competitive rates, and lower fees, we've helped countless members achieve their financial goals. Join us so we can help you. Accounts federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some restrictions apply. Ask for more details.
Cast into summer at Auburn's 30th annual fishing rodeo. Saturday morning, May 3rd from 7 to 11. Kids 14 and under and their parents are invited to the lake at Auburn Technology Park South. Cost is $5 per child, must be accompanied by an adult. There will be door prizes plus competition prizes in each age category. That's Saturday, May 3rd. Sponsored by Evans Realty and hosted by Auburn Parks and Rec. All participants must pre-register at auburnalabama.org/parks.
Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for basketball and hockey this season. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every one-timer and buzzer-beating three live and in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Don't miss out. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
We're everyday people doing good in our community. Our kindness runs deep, just like our blood. The same blood we donate to help treat sickle cell disease, which hits Black people the hardest. Good news is, 1 in 3 Black blood donors is a match for someone struggling with sickle cell disease. Stand tall in the eyes of your community. Donate today because our blood saves lives. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make your donation.
Hey, y'all, this is Marty Smith.
And I'm Ryan McGee. And we are
Marty and McGee. Check us out every Saturday morning on ESPN Radio and the SEC Network.
Of course, we'll be all over the biggest news in the world of sports.
And plenty of that Marty and McGee type stuff.
Like the Hillbilly Headlines.
And some of the craziest callers you've ever heard in your life.
It might be the only reason to wake up that early on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, for sure. It's Marty and McGee.
Auburn Opelika's ESPN 106.7. Part of the Auburn Network family of stations. You are on the line with Jacob Goins on ESPN 106.7, Auburn Opelika's sports leader.
We've got 30 more minutes here on the Friday edition of On the Line here on ESPN 106.7. I'm Jacob Goins. He is Christian Griffin. We appreciate you being with us. And again, you can be a part of the show by calling in or texting. Give us a call, 334-321-1390, or shoot us a text in the On the Line text box, 334-784-1067.
And before we fully turn over to A-Day, we were talking a little bit about some of the SEC baseball series. Just rapid fire. Going to kind of go through a bunch of these games here and make our predictions. We gave ours for Auburn-LSU. I said that Auburn would win the series. Jacob said that Auburn would win the Friday night game, but LSU would bounce back and win games 2 and 3.
Well, we need to go back and look at some of the games that were last night, because you had some Thursday night games in SEC baseball. We were kind of keeping up with them at Auburn High last night, Missouri and Florida. How about the Gators getting just their second win in SEC play by beating Missouri last night, 11-2. You also had Texas A&M and South Carolina in a really good game, Battle of the Bads, 8-7. A&M gets that win over South Carolina.
Texas A&M is going to find a way to make a regional. They're probably not going to host, but they're going to be a 3 seed in some sort of regional and are just going to absolutely run through somebody.
They're starting to figure it out.
It's going to be a team it's their first ever regional. They're so excited. welcome in the Texas A&M Aggies that won 4 of their last 5 SEC series. After starting number 1, being unranked, a new head coach, they're going to figure some things out. I just feel like it's going to be a scary team down the stretch.
Yeah, you feel bad for whoever has to bring Texas A&M in as a 3 seed. But they win last night. Those series will continue today. And so, yeah, you've got Arkansas, Georgia. That's number 1 Arkansas, number 7 Georgia. You've got number 2 Texas on the road in Lexington. You've got Mississippi State taking on number 12 Alabama. Of course, Texas A&M, South Carolina, we told you that. LSU and Auburn, number 5 Tennessee, number 6 Ole Miss, and then number 17 Vanderbilt, and number 19 Oklahoma. Where do you want to start?
I mean, it's crazy just being able to say it. I mean, every single one of those games feels like it is such a big series, and you're only in your 5th one so far. I mean, just kind of working your way down. I mean, we'll start with, I guess, the unranked ones. I'm going to say sweeps Kentucky on the road.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you Texas to sweep Kentucky.
I will say that Texas A&M sweeps South Carolina as well.
Wow, you have them sweeping.
I do.
Okay, I'm gonna have South Carolina getting a game. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow in game three, but I'll take A&M to win the series. They're up 1-0. I'll take A&M to win, but South Carolina will get a game.
I'll take Alabama to win the series over Mississippi State.
I'll take Alabama to sweep that series over Mississippi State.
And then Vanderbilt and Oklahoma, again, a top 20 game, 17th ranked versus 19th ranked, but you feel like there's so many that take the limelight. This kind of goes by the wayside. This is kind of a toss-up game. I think it's going to go to Sunday. I'm going to take Oklahoma because they're at home to win the series over the Commodores.
Well, then I'll go the other way. I'll take Vanderbilt to win it on Sunday to take the series 2-1.
Sure. We already gave Auburn and LSU. We have 5th-ranked Tennessee and 6th-ranked Ole Miss. I mean, what a fantastic series in Oxford. This is two of the powerhouses in college baseball. You have all of the showers in right field. Both head coaches have by no means been on the hot seat, but been on the gotten some media attention for how hot-headed they've been over the past couple of years. Man, I'm going to say Tennessee wins 2 out of 3. In Oxford. I just feel like this Tennessee team, I feel like they let A&M kind of come in and kind of step on your brand new shoes. And it's something that you don't necessarily feel good about. Might have underprepared a little bit mentally with that emotional hangover. I think they get right back and win 2 of the 3 against Ole Miss.
Yeah, I like Tennessee in this game. I like their experience in this one. Yes, it's on the road in Oxford. That's a tough place to play, but I'll take Tennessee to win the series. I'll take them to get game 1 and game 2, and then Ole Miss to bounce back and get a getaway game 3. I know it's at home. Tennessee will be getting out. They won't care. Series will be over. So give me Tennessee to win the first 2 and Ole Miss to clean it up on Sunday.
And then the game or the series of the weekend, if Tennessee and Ole Miss, is not Arkansas and Georgia playing at Foley Field in Athens, one of the more hitter-friendly ballparks in college baseball, or at least in the SEC. This is two power lineups. I trust Arkansas's pitching a little bit more than I trust Georgia's, but I trust Georgia at home a little bit more than I trust this whole team of Arkansas. I know, I think you're going to go the other way, say that Georgia's going back down to earth. I will say Georgia wins 2 of 3 against Arkansas, and then Auburn will then play the number one team in the country, Texas, next weekend.
Yeah, I said it earlier in the week. I think Georgia is really, really good. They're 30-5. They're 8-4 in SEC play. The numbers don't lie. They're led offensively by Robbie Burnett. Do you know what his numbers are this year? He's hitting 339.
He was hitting 350.
Yeah, he's hitting 339, so, you know, he's slumping right now. 15 homers and 51 RBIs. 51. We're in the first week and a half of April, and he has 51 RBIs. He is on a tear right now, is Robbie Burnett. But I do think Georgia cools off the hair. I think Arkansas staff is really good. I think their starters are some of the best in the country. And they've got the offense. That's what people don't talk about here. They have the offense to keep up with Georgia. And so I think Arkansas goes on the road. I think they get it done against Georgia. I'm not confident enough to say they sweep, but I think Arkansas wins 2 out of 3, and the 2 wins they get will be easy. I think Arkansas humbles Georgia. The Hogs show why they're the number one team in the country, and Georgia does come back down to earth a little bit, but they're still a really, really good ball club.
Talking about some of these guys for Georgia, I was looking at Charlie Condon, who won the Golden Spikes Award for being, I mean, again, one of the best hitters in the country. This past year, in 2024, he hit 37 home runs and had 78 RBIs. The guys that you're mentioning now on this Georgia team, Charlie Condon also hit 433 last year, which is absolutely absurd. He had a 556 on base percentage.
That's so stupid.
In the SEC, not in 1854, but in the year 2024. Absolutely insane. But you're looking at some of the home runs and RBIs. Some of those Georgia guys could get up there again. Foley Field is one of the more hitter-friendly ballparks, especially in the corners. But Yeah. So we both have Georgia. No, I have Georgia winning the series. You have Arkansas.
I do.
Winning the series.
So, and to remind people, I picked LSU to win the series against Auburn. You picked Auburn to win against LSU.
Correct. So the only ones that we have true sweeps, I have Texas sweeping Kentucky, and then I have Texas A&M sweeping South Carolina. You have Alabama sweeping Mississippi State,
which would be a big win for them. I know State is you know, down this year, but Alabama needs a good bounce back, and I think this is a prime time to do it in Tuscaloosa. They could get it done against Mississippi State.
For all of those wondering, the projected cut has moved to +2.
Oh, really?
So now guys like Fred Couples, guys like Akshay Bhatia, guys like Patrick Cantley, yay, J.J. Spahn, and John Rahm are now playing the weekend as of right now.
Yeah, just an update on looking at the leaderboard right now. If you looking at it, most people are done. You've got a handful of guys that are playing the second nine right now. Looks like the front nine completely cleared at this point. And again, leaders right now with the Masters, Justin Rose, just a one under today. But he's 8 under for the tournament. He shot 7 under yesterday. He is done. He will be your leader going into the weekend unless Corey. Oh, did Scotty? No. Wait, where's Scotty?
He's 5 under.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. I ran Xander Schauffele score at 2 under, and I was like, no. Okay. No. Justin Rose at 8 under. Bryson DeChambeau, he's at 7 under. Rory McIlroy's at 6 under. All three of those guys done for the day. Corey Connors quietly having a good second nine. He's 2 under on the day. 6 under. He's 2 back of the lead, tied there with Rory and Hatton and... No, that's it. Those three at 6 under right now.
I'm glad you fixed your grammar with everything and the correct way of the second nine. And we talked about the patrons today. And
yeah, okay,
too bad I couldn't get $1.50 pimento cheese sandwich today.
Man, I could have used like 5. I could still use a couple of pimento cheese sandwiches, man. That's going to be so good. Shane Lowry's at 5 under. McCarthy's at 5 under. You've got Scheffler's at 5 under. He's just 1 under on the day. He's playing number 11 right now. But yeah, guys who are teetering on that cut line. Now Dustin Johnson is on the verge of possibly making it. He's done. He's done playing. He's 3 over. That's the problem. Cam Smith is 3 over. He's still playing. Tony Finau's 3 over. He's still playing. I'm trying to see some other big names on here that could possibly make a run. That's probably going to be it. I don't see that cut line moving to 3 over. I think there's too many guys on the golf course right now who are going to be playing good enough. And so there you have it. That is an update from the Masters, and we got a text in the text box at 334-784-1067 that says, if you or Christian started each hole on the green, and I think we had this conversation the other
yesterday.
Day,
yeah.
While the rest of the field played from the usual tee boxes, could either of you win the Masters? And I said a resounding no.
If I putted the way that I did today, possibly.
I mean, I
could possibly make
today.
The cut.
I didn't putt. Yeah, I might be able to make it to, I don't know, Friday.
They might invite
me back.
If I start on the furthest part of the green, I can putt backwards to then give myself a chip to where.
Do you trust yourself to chip on those greens at Augusta? I don't.
No. It'd be interesting to see. There's got to be some sort of, with these pin locations, to see exactly where you would start on everyone to see if it's even possible on a couple of these holes, if you putt it, to even have any chance of stopping it above the hole.
To keep it on. I mean, and all the shelves and things on these greens.
I mean, you're
seeing
it with Rory and guys like that that are hitting routine chip shots that go in the water.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was a blow-up he had yesterday, which is why it's so crazy he was able to bounce back today. I mean, it was on 15 where he, if you're familiar with Augusta, 15, you hit your approach shot from the fairway, you hit it over the pond, and then you've got not an island green, but it's a green that kind of sits elevated on its own. You can go deep, there's a bunch of grass, and then there's 16T right there. He went long, he went far, and hit long of the 15th green. He chipped back. There's a ghost in here. He chipped back over the green at 15, hit it into the green, and then rolled into the water. So he did that, but he's bounced back very nicely, has Rory McIlroy. And so we've got a few more minutes. Tell you what, we'll take our final break. We'll come back and give our final A-Day thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know if we've seen it, but there is more of a format now for A-Day. So a good break now. We'll be able to talk a little bit about that to wrap everything up.
It's cool. Let's do that. We'll take our final break, come back and wrap it up, talk at A-Day here on the Friday edition of On the Line. Stick around.
Hey, this is your resident Super Bowl champ, Chris Kennedy from Unsportsmanlike, and you're listening to On the Line with Jacob Goins on Auburn Opelika Sports Leader, ESPN 106.7.
Jonathan here with University Ace Hardware. At University Ace, we make renting easy. Pick up a pressure washer, grab the right cleaner, and get expert advice all in one trip. Not sure what you need? Our team is here to help, guaranteeing that you leave with everything required to get the job done right. From chainsaws and dingoes to lifts, zero-turn mowers, and much more. Rent for 4 hours, a day, a week, or even a month. Whatever fits your project. Skip the extra trips and rent local. Visit University Ace Hardware today, next to the movie theater in Auburn.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Dixie Electric Plumbing, Air, and Garage Doors is turning it up with some incredible giveaways. Two VIP tickets to the Morgan Wallen Sand in My Boots Festival and two weekend tickets to the Talladega Race. Don't wait. Enter now at calldixie.com. It's fast, easy, and free. Dixie Electric Plumbing, Air, and Garage Doors, bringing you comfort and unforgettable memories since 1908.
Celebrate the Run for the Roses at Storybook Farm's 17th annual Kentucky Derby Day, Saturday, May 3rd. Enjoy all-inclusive fun at the largest and best derby party in Alabama. Enjoy fine food and cocktails, live racing from Churchill Downs, and make a meaningful impact on the lives of thousands of children. Order your tickets today at hopeonhorseback.org. Join the party where horses, fashion, and philanthropy race to the finish line on Saturday, May 3rd. Visit hopeonhorseback.org.
War Eagle, this is Auburn baseball coach Butch Thompson. If you want the latest on Auburn baseball in the SEC, keep it locked on Auburn Opelika Sports Leader, ESPN 106.7. The only place you can get 7 straight hours of local sports talk, starting with the Max Roundtable at 11 a.m. On the Line with Jacob Goins at 2, followed by The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck at 4. Only on ESPN 106.7.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persist, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Samford Avenue in Auburn.
War Eagle, this is Auburn baseball coach Butch Thompson, and you're on the line with Jacob Goins and Auburn Opelika Sports Leader, ESPN 106.7.
Winding down here on the Friday edition of On the Line here on ESPN 106.7, and we got a few more minutes before we wrap it up, and we're talking A-Day, right? And now we have a little bit of a format, right? A little bit of an idea of what this practice is going to look like, since it's not your traditional A-Day game anymore. Hugh Freeze and his staff and this team, they're going to have a little bit of competition going on at A-Day tomorrow.
Yeah, he was asked about it yesterday and said, quote, "I don't think it's wise for us to go out there and beat each other up. We're already kind of banged up, so it'll be a normal practice," which he said either yesterday or a couple days ago, he said that he has loved the energy and the effort over the past couple of practices. He says he loves where the team is at right now. And I know that's not anything that, you know.
Probably the best team he's ever coached. Probably the best team he's ever
probably
had.
Got a bunch of guys.
Probably the most talented team he's ever seen. Yeah.
But, I was talking about a little bit of what the format is going to look like. So there's going to be some individual periods that will run as a normal practice. Then a couple of the younger guys will compete on an 11-11 kind of situation, scenarios, things like that. And then the game within the practice will take place. And so what's going to happen is towards the end, they're going to do a thing called a red zone lockout that the Auburn Tigers call it. It's a live period. The first one to 18 points wins. The offense gets the ball at the 25-yard line. This is essentially an overtime period. You get the ball at the 25-yard line. You score a touchdown with an extra point. That's 7 points for the offense. Football. The defense gets a stop. They get 7. Football. Kind of. The defense gets a stop. You kick a field goal. It's 3 points for the offense, 4 points for the defense. So that way you at least get points on defense for getting the stop and forcing the offense to 3. You miss a field goal, the defense gets a touchdown or a turnover, they get 7 as well. So it provides pressure and everything like that on just about every single play, every single opportunity. And so the first one to 18 points will be the champion. And the grand finale of that will then be, it's an overtime period from the 3-yard line, essentially replicating the 3rd and 4th and 5th overtime periods. As Scotty Scheffler, did he just airmail the green?
He did on 12. He airmailed the green. It hit off the pine straw on the 90-degree hill and kicked back down towards the green. So he's got a 3-yard chip shot to get it back on the putting surface. It looked like it was dead in the rights, in the bushes, and then it just popped back out. Just
that's crazy.
It came alive.
But again, that grand finale will be a single play series from the 3-yard line, again, replicating the do-or-die drama of the 3rd period of overtime. So they'll have a couple of those, and that is a little bit more, you don't want to say relieving, but from a fan perspective, as somebody going there to watch and get excited, even if you had nothing to do with the true game, being able to watch there and get hyped up and, you know, all the team, I'm sure, is going to be bouncing around, getting everybody excited, especially during those last couple of periods, that itself should be very entertaining and very fun to watch.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I think that's a good format. It's good enough, I think, is a way to describe it. You still have the traditional practice. You're still going to get a bunch of drills and individual things. And then you have the competition side of it where fans can still enjoy it. You still have something to cheer for. You still have a quote winner and loser, but the guys get fired up too, and they get to have a chance to work on things that are very important. I mean, 25 yards and in is very important. I know Auburn doesn't get to the 25 very often, but you start to work on that now, and you just kick, in case you do.
It also says you can kick field goals.
Well, Auburn needs to work on that too. And so trying to get some of that done and I mean, just working on anything you can in that area. And so that's going to be exciting. And I'm sure you'll see some. There will be a highlight play made. Who is it? Who makes the highlight catch? It seems like there's always one at A-Day for Auburn, with a receiver or a big-time hit or something like that. Who makes the highlight this year for Auburn at A-Day?
You feel like the easy answer is somebody like Cam Coleman. I'm going to go to the guy that I talked about yesterday, a guy that's been on the highlight reel a couple of times. I'm going to go Sam Turner. I think he's somebody that is filling his part more than well, kind of like what you're hearing about Deuce Knight performing better than he probably should be. I think Sam Turner could be one of those legitimate guys that sees action as a freshman just because of his raw athleticism. He feels polished to the point where you trust him on the field. You've seen these quarterbacks continue to go to him, and I think he makes a heck of a play in the back left corner of the end zone underneath the big scoreboard.
We had somebody text in and say, didn't Auburn kick like 7 field goals in A-Day last year and didn't score a touchdown? I think that's right, but also think it was pouring rain last year too, was it not? Was it not like disgusting last year?
One of the years it was.
I can't remember. They all run together at this point. I remember the field goal thing. I also remember the weather not being great, so that may have had something to do with it. But yeah, I think there will be a couple of cool plays. And do I go with like Perry Thompson to try and get a big time play at A-Day, or do I go with like Eric Singleton, the transfer who's coming in and the big name and things? Or is it just Deuce Knight who makes an incredible play, maybe does the Lamar Jackson fools the DB and just steps into the end zone or something? I don't know. I'll
We're
go
talking too much offense. Is there a defensive play a tip and a pick in the end zone.
Could be.
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe one of those freshmen that are in there. If they're going to be doing some 11-on-11 stuff, maybe one of those freshmen in there. So, I don't know. It'll be exciting. We'll be there. We're excited to see and get inside the stadium and see what the team looks like physically. And we'll talk about that coming up on Monday. Plus, we'll talk about whoever wins the Masters. That's so good from Scotty Scheffler. Oh, that's so good from Scotty Scheffler. Flew the green at 12, and he chipped it in for birdie anyway. Number one player in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Staring down double bogey in the face. Members bounce.
Oh, love that from Scotty Scheffler. We'll talk about when he wins the Masters coming up on Monday as well. 2-4 right here on ESPN 106.7. He is Christian Griffin. I'm Jacob Goins. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. We'll talk to you later.